In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the world-class open-ocean swimmer and host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Having said that, after a year of arranging thousands of details and swimming hundreds of hours in the sea, it now seems that Diana's dream may be fading.
Matt.
Diana.
Do you remember me?
Attractive woman? Late
40s? Yeah, that's it. That's it. I swear, I'm like in the twilight zone now.
You just got out of a meeting with the meteorologists.
Yeah, you know, these people have no reason to lie to me. So I'm taking that to heart, and they say, look, the summer is gone. But the fall season, they assure me, is not here yet. It doesn't come until, you know, early November or so, and these windows can come when these tropical storms come through, especially from the south, as they have now from across Cuba and up. You can get a calm behind them, and that's what killed me about today. Today was a picture-perfect day, but there weren't enough of them. The wind's going to start blowing from the northeast by tonight at midnight.
Right. You need enough time to get your crew out there to do the swim, so you need a couple of days at least.
I think you need at least 48 hours, and we would go, of course, a day or two in advance of that. If we thought something was coming, we would go get the crew over there while it's still not good. Start when it's good, and then, you know, if I could just get 2 days, and then if it turns sour, you know, with just, you know, 10, 12 hours to go, I'll just tough it out. You know, we'll make it in.
It's not just the weather, it's the temperature. You know, it's one thing to stay in the water for 60 hours at 85 degrees. It's another to stay in the water for that period of time at 82 degrees or 80 degrees.
Yeah, no, 80 degrees, we're way below my threshold. I mean, I have a lot of will, and I can overcome a lot of things, but I know that 80 won't be doable. That will be a recipe for disaster.
Oh, it sounds very warm.
There are some people who might be able to withstand it, but my particular body, at my particular body fat, I'll be shivering and into hypothermia, you know, within 35, 40 hours if it's 80 degrees or below. You know, I made a big mistake. I rented a documentary on a woman who went up Everest because I thought, you know, I'll get inspiration from these climbers who just wait around for weather and government permissions and, you know, makes them crazy and whatnot. So she's the first woman ever to climb K2. Then she spends 20 years trying to climb Everest, an English doctor. She's very smart. Every time she gets up close to the summit of Everest, something happens. The weather goes wrong, or she doesn't get to draw the right straw to be on the last team that goes up, or, you know, some guy kicks her off the team or something. Finally, she gets there, and she does it. She summits Everest. It's like her lifelong dream. She comes down to that same camp she was at the night before, the last high-altitude camp, and she has a party. She and the two Sherpas and the four other climbers eat all the chocolate, all the nuts, drink all the apple juice and the hot chocolate, because it's been 20 years in the coming, and then a storm comes, and it lasts for 92 days, and they all died.
As awful a story as that is, you could take away that she did go back year after year until she finally made it, and perhaps that'll be your story, too.
That's, Matt, only you would find that I could actually pluck something positive out of that story.
I'm just trying to do my part.
I don't know.
Hang in there, okay?
Okay.
Tune in next week at this time for an update on Diana Nyad's dream, or go to kcrw.com/dream.